Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Small But Great, was written by Patricia Rabin. Will I make the Olympics? The college swimmer worried her speed was too slow. But when math professor Ken Ono studied her swim techniques, he saw how to improve her time by 6 full seconds, a substantial difference at that level of competition. Attaching sensors to the swimmer's back, he didn't identify major changes to improve her time. Instead, Ono identified tiny corrective actions that, if applied, could make the swimmer more efficient in the water, making the winning difference. Small corrective actions in spiritual matters can make a big difference for us, too. The prophet Zechariah taught a similar principle to a remnant of discouraged Jews struggling, along with their builder Zerubbabel, to rebuild God's temple after their exile. But not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, the Lord Almighty told Zerubbabel. As Zechariah declared, who dares despise the day of small things? The exiles had worried that the temple wouldn't match the one built under King Solomon's reign. But just as Ono's swimmer made the Olympics, winning a medal after surrendering to small corrections, Zerubbabel's band of builders learned that even a small, right effort made with God's help can bring victorious joy if our small acts glorify Him. In God, small becomes great. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Zechariah chapter 4, verses 4 through 10. I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" He answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of, 'God bless it! God bless it!'" Then the word of the Lord came to me. "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you." Who dares despise the day of small things, since the seven eyes of the Lord that range throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel. Let's pray. Lord, point us to small good actions that make a big difference in each of us for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.